What is up, you beautiful people? Welcome back to the Built on Bitcoin podcast. I am your humble host, Jacob Brown, which you'll see me around as Jake Blockchain. And this is the show where we cover all the innovation, talking to the builders and the founders that are creating cool stuff in the Bitcoin ecosystem. So here we cover Stax, Lightning, RSK, Blockstream, and of course, Bitcoin main chain. So this is a This Week in Bitcoin episode. We're covering everything I saw in the past week or so, giving you a quick bite-sized update that you can just, you know, listen to for 10 minutes, get your download, and be off on your day. So without further ado, let's just jump right in, keep this short and sweet. So first and foremost, on Bitcoin main chain, I saw two main things that happened. First, Ledger, which is probably the most well-known hardware wallet out there, inked a partnership with Best Buy, and they'll have their Ledger hardware wallets in every Best Buy store in the US. So that's huge. Personally, during the pandemic, I used Best Buy a ton because it's actually faster than Amazon as far as doing their like pickup stuff. And their inventory is pretty well. Most of the things I needed, they had for same day pickup. So this is one cool thing where crypto is getting more recognition and it makes it super easy in a pinch or if you need one to go get a Ledger wallet. So that's cool to see. The other one, and this one's big, the first state to allow Bitcoin for tax payments is now official. Colorado has passed a bill that allows them to accept Bitcoin for taxes. You can pay your state taxes through that. And yeah, so that's big, monumental. They, in the press release, they're talking about how they want to be, you know, the most forward-thinking, progressive state for making things easy for their citizens. So that's cool to see. All right, moving on. Let's jump into Stax. So I saw one main update this week in Stax, and that is Ryder released a big update for their firmware called Thunderbird, is what the update's called. So it's kind of nerdy as far as like the update goes, but if you're not familiar, Ryder is a hardware wallet that's meant to be beautiful and like social. So it looks like an Apple Watch almost, but it has all the latest tech to be a secure a wallet you could use. You can send transactions, you can store NFTs on it. It's got a nice screen to show off your NFT. So it's kind of like Apple Watch meets Ledger, and they made a baby and it's a Ryder. So they released an update that brings some big functionality to the device, which isn't live yet, but you're starting to see the dominoes start to set up. So cool to see. You know, I love giving these updates where you're catching them kind of early, and then it's not until 6 months that it comes to life, but you get the inkling here. So it's also why I like looking at grants program kind of boards, because you can see where things are going to be. Whatever gets funded, you know, in 6 months' time, a year's time, is going to be live, and you're just seeing the future when you look at those grants. So that's what I saw for Stax. We'll jump into Lightning next, which is by far the most busy category this week. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
We all know Bitcoin is for the innovators, the revolutionaries, and the builders looking to build a better world for themselves and for the next generation. We also know the saying, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is right now. The same thing applies to building on Bitcoin. If you want to come build with the most active developer community building new use cases for Bitcoin, then it's time you make the leap to learning Clarity. Clarity is the Stax smart contract programming layer, which enables us to work on DeFi, smart contracts, and so much more, all built with the safety and security that comes with Bitcoin. Start today by going to start.stax.org. Start.stax.org has a five-step journey that will take you from complete Stax novice to teaching you Clarity, all the way to finding a job with a Web3 Stax startup. Don't wait another month, year, or decade waiting to get involved in the Bitcoin ecosystem. Start building on Bitcoin today. Go to start.stax.org to start learning and building today.
All right. Thank you to our sponsor, the Stax Foundation, as always. Now let's jump into Lightning. So I saw four main things this week in Lightning. One, there's a new service called Sats Overflow, which if you're a developer, you for sure used Stack Overflow. It's a kind of like Reddit board or Quora, like answer board, where you pose a question and then developers can help you get your solution. And as a dev, you'll go there all the time to find solutions to problems and probably copy and paste their code and just fix your thing, make it run, go back out on your way. Sats Overflow is like that, but you unlock answers by sending sats. So I think the idea is you ask a question, someone gives you a good answer, you pay some nominal fee. You know, I mean, Lightning is so cheap that 200 sats is like a fraction of a penny. Or maybe it's a few pennies at this point. But you unlock the answer, and the more it gets unlocked, the more it's an upvote with a real tangible thing, like money being spent. So you get more confidence that this is an actually good, useful answer, and it kind of feeds on itself. So instead of just upvoting, you're voting with your Bitcoin, in some sense. So see how that plays out over time. It is live at Sats Overflow. Let me check it just to be sure. Yeah, satsoverflow.io. You can check that out. All right, another cool innovation I saw in Lightning is something called Bitcoin Fax. So it's exactly how it sounds, which is if you want to send a fax, you go to this website and you select your PDF, you select your phone number you want to send a fax to, you pay a Lightning invoice, and off it goes. And so when I checked out on the site, it was like 18 cents to send one fax, which sounds okay, cool. Like, one, who's sending faxes nowadays? Nobody. Like, this is an irrelevant thing. So like, what's the real use case? I think the value here is that it actually changes a lot of business models that aren't really benefiting the user for their actual needs. Meaning, some businesses do a lot of faxes still. I'm sure like legal offices maybe fax things to courthouses and stuff like that. But for the average user nowadays, you're sending maybe one fax for, you know, a job interview or something. You have a one-off task you need done. And if you go online, most of the services that allow you to fax, they'll give you a free trial. So, you know, if that serves your needs, cool. They're probably banking on the fact that you're going to forget to turn it off. And then they're going to charge you 18 bucks a month for this fee. And even in that monthly fee, if you break them down, for example, eFax is the biggest player in the fax game. For 18 bucks a month and a $10 setup fee, you get 175 faxes a month. Now, most businesses, I can't imagine, need that many, and especially the average person like me, I don't need that. So, but they don't have any business model to charge me 25 cents to send one fax, even though their cost to send it is near zero. They know that I'm not going to put in my credit card for 25 cents. Like, it just doesn't, the fees and all that just don't make sense. So they're incentivized to do this subscription model and put as much as they can into that monthly fee to make it seem like you're getting a good deal when all you really need is to send one fax. So Bitcoin Fax, Lightning processes and products that you can do at the really micro scale for one micro process, I think it's going to be a game changer. And Bitcoin Fax is like one example. It's just crystal clear to me. So that one's cool. Two more in the Lightning world. There's a new app called VaultPay, and it is a Lightning point of sale for brick and mortar stores. So the idea is you take out your phone, you download VaultPay, you create a Lightning wallet, you put in your services or your products. So maybe you're a coffee shop and you got, you know, drip coffee, macchiato, bagel with cream cheese. You put those in, it all runs from your phone. You choose whatever the customer wants to buy. It generates a Lightning invoice. They scan the QR code, boom, you're paid. So now, just through your phone, you don't have to have a bank set up. You don't have to pay fees to Visa or MasterCard. Super easy. You save money on fees. You know, the customer doesn't have to pull out their wallet and their credit card. They can just have their phone on them. So, you know, kind of like how Apple Pay is getting more and more popular, and Cash App, you know, sending things via QR code are getting more popular. VaultPay is doing that in a dead simple way for brick and mortar stores, or if you have a service on the go. So that one was cool. And then last one, Fountain. Again, like they've just been dropping heat lately, but they're a podcasting app. And they released a new update titled, or it's version 0.4.9. So numbers are important when it comes to versions. 0.5 would be their halfway to what they see as version 1. So they're approaching that. But just hit the App Store. It brings a new referral system and a couple new ways for listeners of podcasts using the app to earn some sats. So check that out. All right, two more, and I'm losing my breath. So let me pause 1 second. All right, so RSK had an update. So post-merge, RSK has a token bridge between Ethereum and RSK, where because RSK is EVM compatible, tokens can apply there too, but they have to be bridged over in a certain way. And so while the merge was happening, that bridge was down, and now it's back online. So you can bridge over your USDC, your USDT, your DAI, there's a few others. Those can be bridged back over. And then last this week, one thing I saw from Liquid is they wrote a blog post more properly. There were some announcements on this thing called XDEX, which is a decentralized security token exchange. They released a proper blog post going into more details on what XDEX is. So worth a read. I mean, not really, at least not for me, but there was an interesting piece about it, which is that they're calling tokens listed on the exchange security tokens. So there's kind of a narrative. I don't know if it's a change, but they're being more explicit in how they call out altcoins. So, you know, it seemed like the cypherpunk values were, in its Bitcoin versus the state, get money and state separated. But now they're kind of going back to something in the middle where Bitcoin is other than crypto is, you know, a security. So let the government regulate the heck out of those things, and we'll sell the things the government says is okay. So I thought that was kind of interesting. You know, I could see that going either way. Like, regulation is coming, so more tokens will be listed as securities over time. So maybe they'll become, you know, a leader in the space as far as like being viewed as, you know, legitimate. But at the same time, it seems to go against some of the ethos that the early Bitcoiners would view as important. So I thought that was interesting. And that's it. That is the This Week in Bitcoin update. Yeah, follow me on Twitter at Jake Blockchain. And yeah, listen on Fountain. Send me some sats. That's the best way right now to support the pod. I do also put out NFTs. I've been clipping up every podcast guest and turning them into 5 collectible NFTs. They could put it for auction on Gamma. So if you purchase those, you support me. And there's upcoming DAO. We're going to use half of the funds go to the DAO. And what we do with those funds yet is TBD. We're going to vote as a community, but working on some stuff, trying to push the boundaries of what a Web3 podcast looks like. So yeah, but that's it. That's all for this episode. As usual, I love y'all. Peace.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin. I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right here waiting. I've been waiting now, I've been trying to figure out a way to make it out. Make it out, 'cause I don't think about everything going wrong in my house.